Okay. Welcome to Wellspring 101. Well, we call this Wellspring 101 because you're just going to find out all the fundamental things about Wellspring. It's new to you. There's a lot of, so much to learn. So don't even worry if you don't get it all today because you'll figure it out. But we're just here to help you learn what makes Wellspring tick, okay? Just to help you be as successful as you can. So we're going to start by looking at your notebook. You should have picked one up. I see you all have one. You're going to bring this every time that you come to Wellspring. If you open it up, you'll see inside, you'll see a couple things important to know. You'll see all the, you'll see the table of contents, but then you'll see it looks like this, and it's the schedule of Wellspring. And it has all the times, and it has who's teaching. I'm sorry, it has all the dates and who's teaching. So sit next to somebody if you can't find it, or raise your hand and someone will help you find it. Looks like you've all got it. You'll notice that there are 16 lessons. There are 8 before Christmas and 8 after Christmas. And you'll notice that next to the lesson, or right in front of it, it has D1. And then you'll see 3 lessons on D1. Then you'll see 1 lesson on D3. And then some more on D1, Discipline 1. And then you'll see after the first of the year, you'll see heavy into Discipline 1 again. And then a Discipline 3. And then some on Discipline 1, and then Discipline 2, and then Discipline 1. So you'll see we are heavy on Discipline 1, the heart, because as Smed said, that's where it all starts. If you're not taking care of that heart and feeding your heart well with the Word of God, you're not going to be effective in your home or in the ministry. So that's how it works, like a spiral staircase. And another thing I want you to see is where your who your discussion group leader is. So I'm not sure where that falls in your fold, in your binder, but your discussion group's page looks like this. You have the discussion leaders, and then you have your name, and you have your contact information. You'll want to check that, and if something is not correct, you'll want to make sure to tell your discussion group leader that, okay? Then you have your tabs that are in your binder. You've got your outlines, your homework, your resource section. We're going to have you look at all that throughout the year in Wellspring. This folder or this binder is here for you, so you feel free to move things around and put it however works best for you. You'll just want to familiarize yourself with the contents. Maybe today take it home and take a look. You also got one of these big blue transformation of man folders. Don't worry about that yet, but please keep that in your folder because next week the lesson will be on that. So you don't want to take that out. Just leave it right there. Okay, let's start by looking at the front. So just close your binder up and let's start at the front. We're going to work our way from the bottom up. So let's start at the very bottom. You'll see, very tiny, under the word Wellspring, you'll see our verse. See it there? Proverbs 4:23. Let's read that together. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4:23. You'll see that on everything. You'll memorize that if you haven't already. Let's look at that word Wellspring. That's the name of our ministry. Wellspring. So what does that word mean, wellspring? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, wellspring simply means the head of or the source of a river or a spring. It's like a fountainhead, okay? And if you look down at Proverbs 4:23, you'll see it has a lot it says a lot about your heart. It says that your heart is the wellspring of life. Okay, that's where we get our ministry name from. What does that mean? Our heart is the wellspring of life. Well, what it says is what Smed said too. He said that all things that flow from the heart, and we'll be talking a lot about the heart in Wellspring this year. Let's remember today, just to remember that everything that flows out of us originated inside us. Not too complicated, but we need to remember that. So when we use the heart, biblically speaking, we're talking about, as Smed said, the very center of our being, right? It's our inner man. That's how the Bible talks about heart. It includes your mind. It includes your will. It includes your emotions. It includes your affections. And here's the important thing, ladies. The heart is also the part of us that's addressed by God. And the heart is also the place where God reveals himself to us through his word. So think about these truths for a minute. Our life continually flows from and reveals our heart, our inner man. And so there's nothing that comes out of us that didn't first reside in us, in our heart. Nothing. So the heart is the source of everything about us, as we said. Our emotions and our motives, our desire and our will, our thoughts and our intentions, our words and our attitudes, our opinions and our priorities. So Solomon says that's why our heart and what we do with it is of utmost importance. So what does he say we need to do? Guard it. Very good. Watch over it. Guard it depending on your translation. And we guard it how? Above all else. First thing. And we'll be hearing an entire lesson on that verse coming up soon. Let's look at the photo above the word wellspring. You see it here. See the pool of water? And that's our Wellspring logo. You'll notice the water. So what's the water doing? Pouring, right? Flowing, pour, right. It's a pool, pouring into a pool, and then it's filling up, and then it's pouring into a pool, right? And it's continually flowing. But look really carefully at the top. Do you see the source? Nope, right? You don't see it. Why? Well, it's unseen. It's an unseen source. Just like everything that flows out of us, out of our hearts, everything that flows out of us is from our unseen source. That's what I meant to say. And that's our heart. Everything. So our Wellspring logo, you can think of it tied to Titus 2. Smedley talked about that. That's where in the Bible it talks about women's ministries, Titus 2. Now look at that logo and think about it this way. One generation of women filling up with God's word. And what are you doing? You're pouring into another generation. And you're pouring into another generation of women. Ladies, what we pour into each other, and here's the important part, could be good, but it could be bad. What we pour into others flows out of our heart. Okay, so that's why we address that heart so much in Wellspring. That's why. So every time we see this logo, it can be a reminder of our responsibility, each of us, to guard our heart above all else. Why? So that what we're pouring into others is good, it's pure, and it's true. Okay? And only because we're not brilliant. Only because it's grounded in the Word of God. And that's where it's grounded. Well, let's take a look at the back of your binder. Every time you come, we're going to say, flip your binders over. We already talked about our purpose and our disciplines with SMED. But this is going to be talked about every lesson. And it might be helpful. Now, I told you to think about your logo with the Titus 2 in mind. But let's change that a little bit. This time, let's think of our logo with the springs and think about it with those disciplines in mind. So think about it like this. Whatever you fill yourself with, that would be the top, whatever you fill yourself with flows out of you, flows out of your heart, discipline one, and it flows into your family, into your household, discipline two. And it also flows into your church family, each other, discipline three. And you know, we're all responsible to be watchful and to be aware. So let's review the components of Wellspring. It might be helpful if you think of a table. I had my friend draw a table because I'm not a very good artist, but there it is. You can think of Wellspring as a table with that tabletop. The most important thing, you've got stuff on your table. Without that top, your stuff would be on the floor, right? So we want to think of this as the overarching theme, and that's the Word of God. Most important thing, the Word of God. And under it are four legs. They're equally important and they're equally interdependent. So, talking about the Word of God, Smed talked about it. He said, we want everybody to be reading the Bible, hopefully in a year. Some of you can't go that fast, and that's okay. He referred to Bible reading plans. Now, you'll find those inside of your Bible, inside of your binders, you'll find all sorts of Bible reading plans. So if you look at your table of contents, you'll see the Bible reading plans start on page 8. I don't know that my pages are numbered, but look and see. Anyone need help finding those? Okay, great. If you're already faithfully reading the Bible, keep going, okay? But if you want to start a Bible reading plan, maybe you want to start a new one, here we have some ideas for you. These are not the only ones you can choose from, right? You've got Bible app, you've got devotional books, you've got so many choices. But here are some tried and true ones that many of us at Grace Bible Church have done. So the first Bible reading plan that I'd like to talk about, and I'm going to go over these really quick. Let's talk about, this might not even be in your order that you have, but let's talk about the chronological Bible plan. Now that's one you might want to do. Several ladies in this, several of the discussion group leaders are doing this one. I've done it. It's wonderful. The chronological plan is arranged roughly in order in which it happened in the Bible, in history. Okay. So you guys know what the oldest book in the Bible is? No? Well, yes. Okay. And then, after that?
Job.
Yes. Job. Right. So you'll be starting way back there, and you'll be reading chronologically. I think that's a super idea to do. There is one warning or caution, just to know you'll be in the Old Testament a long, long, long time. There's the McShane's Bible reading plan. You all heard of that one, McShane's. Maybe some of you are doing that. McShane's takes you through four parts of the Bible daily. You'll be reading the Old Testament through once in a year, and then you'll get to read the Psalms and the Proverbs and the New Testament twice in a year. Pretty cool. The 52-week plan I want to tell you about, this is an interesting one because you've got different genres. For instance, you've got the epistles, and then you've got the law, and you've got history, etc., and it breaks it down like that each day. So, for instance, Sunday you'll be in the epistles, Monday you'll be in the law, Tuesday you'll be in history, etc., okay? Some days there are a lot of chapters, and it takes a lot of time some days. So you need flexibility in your schedule if you're going to try that one. Okay, you're not going to go through all of these, as I said. Discipleship Journal. Yeah, there was the journal called Discipleship Journal. I don't know if they still have it, but they have a reading plan. And this reading is from four separate places in the Bible. You might like this one because there are 25 readings in the month. So that gives you a few days, you know, five or six. It gives you a little cushion to catch up if you're behind or if you want to devote those days to other Bible studies. The Blue Letter Bible. If you need a slower pace, pick this one because it's a two-year plan, okay? You can create your own plan. As I said, there are many, many things. Ladies, the bottom line. What's the bottom line?
Read,
right. We want to not only just read, but you want to interact with the Word because you want to get to the God of the Word. That's the important thing. You want to cultivate that heart, and you want to cultivate your household relationships toward God and His Word, right? And then you want to step into each other's lives, and you want to help each other and care for each other with the Word of God. So remember, we want to be meeting for a lifetime in doing this. So it's not a sprint, okay? This is a marathon. So again, if you're already reading, keep going. If you don't have a plan, look at these and pick one. The homework today asks you to look at it and think of something you want to do. Pick a plan, stick to it by October 1st, okay? All right, let's talk now about the second thing is your legs. So this is all wellspring. The first leg, we'll just call it the lesson. So every time you come, you'll grab your handout after you put your name on your attendance, and you'll grab the handout like what you did today, like what you got today. And again, there are 8 lessons before Christmas and 8 lessons after. A helpful hint, bring a highlighter, bring different colored pens. That's what I do. So because I'm writing so furiously, and my pages are just full of writing, so sometimes I just highlight the title, or I highlight something, or I use different colors. Bring stuff here that'll help you take good notes, okay? Now, sometimes I listen. Oftentimes, if it's like the fire hose on me, sometimes I'll say, okay, don't write furiously, just listen, get it all in, and then I'll go back and I'll listen online, and I'll stop that recorder, and I'll rewind, and I'll get it all in. So that's just my helpful hint to you. The second leg is the homework. Can you all find your homework that you've got today? You all know where it is? Okay, it's always with your handout, and it has a place for you to put your name. So it might not say homework, but it'll tell you when it's due. And they have 2 days when it's due. One is Wednesday. That's for the Wednesday people. Ours are due always on Saturday, the next time you come. So be sure you put your name on it. Also, if there are more than, if there's more than one page, sometimes it is only one page, sometimes it's two. It would be helpful if you stapled your homework together. So these assignments always have the same format, okay? The format is it usually invites you to start with prayer, and don't ignore that part. Start with prayer, okay? It may even give you some suggestions for prayer. And then there are three different things you're going to do, three types of questions. One's a looking back, and that's reflecting. What did you just hear about in your lesson? I'd like to get that one done while it's fresh in my mind. So I think in my mind, I purpose to, by Monday or on Monday, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to think about that lesson, look at my notes, I'm going to get that question done. That's just, for me, that's very helpful. But take some time to pray about it. Because remember, you're not going to just put the answers you think your discussion leader wants to hear. That's not what we want to do. We want to take some time. We want to be thinking about it. Maybe you even want to do this today. Take some time, pray about it, and say, what, you know, ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to apply to this lesson? Okay? Then there's the looking day by day part, ongoing encouragement. Sometimes it asks you, what are you reading in your Bible that has to do with this topic? So don't wait till Friday to do that, because you might have gone, I didn't know they were going to ask me that, and I didn't have that on my radar. Now I got to go back 2 weeks and think, what was I reading that would answer that question? Don't, as much as you can, don't wait for the last minute to do your homework. And then there's a looking ahead, and that section will help you prepare for next week. Okay, so what's the goal? We already said it's not to impress anybody. The goal of this homework is for you. It's a tool to think how you can apply it to yourself. You're always going to bring the homework with you to discussion groups, so that's the next leg. I'm just going to write a D and a G for discussion group. There you'll get to have a chance to talk about what you learned in the lesson and in the homework with discussion group. We want you to attend regularly. We want you to come as much as you can and participate in your discussion group, okay? You'll get to give this homework to your discussion group leader, one of them. There are two, usually, except Dina's got her own. Is that scary? It might be, but you know what? It's just so your discussion leader can pray for you, can encourage you with what she writes back. It's great. Give her that homework. She'll give it back to you the next time. The benefit is that your discussion group leaders get to know you better and get to encourage you with the Word of God. Homework really matters, ladies. So, wherever possible, I already said, don't wait till the last minute to do that homework. So we've got your discussion groups where you'll get to talk about what you just heard also in the lesson, because it's so fabulous. Well, we've got one more leg, and that is attendance. Come. Be here. Be a regular attender. Now, I know there are going to be times you get sick or you have to be out of town. I think there are about 8 people out of town today. That's okay. That happens. But ladies, look at me. This is so important. Thank you. I want you all back here in May, okay? As much as depends on you, stick with it and come. All 16 lessons. Guess what? 15. You're here for the first one. Please make a commitment to come. If you don't come, then your table is wobbly. But what happens if you miss? If you miss Saturday, come back Sunday. Ask at the information table. Ask them to pull out the binder. There's a big binder. And grab those notes for yourself, okay? They have them there. They're all ready. If you aren't Sunday, say you're sick and you're not there, go online. You will get an email that says, Wellspring is now posted. Go online, print out everything. Listen to Wellspring Saturday. And take notes and come back, okay? That's it. that's basically the quick overview of Wellspring. So glad you're here. I know I didn't go through everything, but that's okay. You'll figure it. You'll all figure it out by April, okay?